unregistered medical practitioners are rising in South Africa, causing concern for the Health Professions Council of South Africa. That's the HPCSA. In a recent inspection in Mpumalanga, a Congolese national was found practicing as a locum without proper registration. Now, joining us on the line, we have the head of the inspectorate office at the Health Professional Council of South Africa, and that is Eric Mpampuli. Eric, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and to your listeners. Thank you for inviting us.
So what does your research and what do the stats at your disposal tell you? Are we definitely having an increase in the number of unregistered, perhaps even unqualified individuals practicing as doctors?
Yes, indeed, we have noticed an increase in the number of people who are not registered, found to be practicing while not registered as such. We have reported in a number of cases to the police, and there are a number of them that were arrested and are going through the court processes.
Why are we seeing an increase? I mean, are people desperate for money, or is it something else?
I'm not really sure, but I suspect that it's either people who are trying to get to the profession while they don't really have the necessary qualification. They try to get money because, you know, we find this, some of them, they are selling sick notes that make people not to go to work. It affects the productivity of the company. But there are also those that we found that they are they will be making some wrong diagnosis, and some certain the time they even do some procedures which just give problem to the registered practitioner. So I can't really point out exactly what is it, but we identify that there is some increase in all provinces, not only in Mpumalanga, Gauteng, KZN, Cape Town area, and Eastern Cape. So We are finding them in all over the provinces of the country.
So what's the plan of action from your side as the Health Professional Council of South Africa to deal with this increase now of unregistered medical practitioners?
No, thank you for the question. The Health Professional Council is embarking on a program that we are inspecting all practices. We conduct the operation in all different areas where we identify those who are not registered, and then we report them to the police. The Health Profession Act provides that anybody who needs to practice in the country must be registered with the council, and the practicing while not registered is amount to a criminal offense, hence the matter is reporting to the police. We are working with law enforcement agency and our other sister organization to ensure that we identify and individualize the people who are practicing while not registered. But we also embark on a campaign to educate members of the public how to identify those people who are not registered and how to report them. You will know that it is very important when one is sick, all what you want is get some assistance to get better, to feel better. But it's important for anyone to go to ensure that you or he is entrusting his life, his body to people who are well qualified, registered, and they can be able to be taken to task when something goes wrong. And when bogus practitioners, they are doing something which is not right, then members of the public, they are not able to get any recourse. By the time they come to register, it has been already too late.
Now, when we talk of unregistered medical practitioners, like, is it possible that someone is qualified, meaning they've got a medical degree, but they're not registered? How does registration with the Health Professions or Professional Council of South Africa work?
Thanks for that question too. You know, the unregistered person in terms of the Health Profession Council, we refer to their different categories. The first category is those that who are not trained. They are not trained at all in terms of in the medical space or any health profession that is registrable in terms of the Health Profession Act. Those are those that we also call the unregistered bogus practitioner. But you also find some who has been trained and qualified in other foreign countries, but they are not registered in the country. The Act provides that they need to be registered in the country before they can even practice here in the country. But you also find some who were registered with the council, but for some other reason or professional misconduct, they had been removed from the register. Then they also become non-registered. Those categories, all of them, they are not allowed to practice. And when they practice, they will be committing a criminal offense in terms of the Health Profession Act.
All right, Eric. Thank you so much for your time this morning and for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Bye.
Have a great day and go well.